The third parak of Yibam Chalitza deals with the laws of to prove if the testimony was right concerning if a person died or not. The Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph. If a man comes and says, "This is my son," or he just says that I have children, and that my wife is not zokukli yibum, she does not have to fall before my brother for yibum. So then he is believed to pay the sishim and achlitzim the yibum, and he exempts his wife both from chlitzim and from yibum if he dies, even if we don't know of him having children later on. If he says, Zahi, this is my brother, he says, I have brothers, and which would make her zakukli yibum. And until now that we knew she was Aina Zakukli Yibum. Aina Naman Lasasisha, so he's not believed to make his wife forbidden to marry a stranger after Udala Nicha Zakukli Yibum and to force her to fall before the brothers for Yibim, Sharizemiskav Laisalacha Mesa, because all he's trying to do with his testimony is to make her forbidden to remarry after his death. Hayim Muchsuk, Shayeshle Achen, if it was a presumption that we knew that he had brothers, Ram Bishas Misa, and he says at the time he dies, Ainli Ach, which is a time when a person is serious, and usually he doesn't lie at such a time, Ainli Achen. And he says, I do not have brothers. Nevertheless, he is not believed. And although if he wanted, he could have divorced her now, so you might think that you should say amigu, which means being if he wanted, he could have divorced her and made it that she shouldn't have to fall before Yibam. So therefore also, he should be believed that he doesn't have brothers. So we say no, because amigu does not help opposite a chazaka. And we have a chazaka that he has brothers. However, in the previous case, when he said, I have sons, he's not going against the chazaka that we knew he had brothers. Because even if he had brothers, if he has sons, the wife is part of him. And if we did not know that he had brothers, and they went out a rumor that there are witnesses who could testify that the husband had brothers and the witnesses are in another country, even if the time he dies, he says, I do not have any brothers. Although we are not certain, there's no chazok that he has brothers, but being there's a rumor about it, we have to be apprehensive to the rumor. And we should wait until the witnesses concern will return, and we'll ask them if they know of brothers who are around. Misha zanim isha ben pnuyu ben eshesis v'nesab v'ama. If a man was mizana with a woman, whether she was single or married, and she became pregnant, and he says za ubum imanuhu, this child is mine. Rafilu he made delay, even if she admits that it's his child. Afal pisha hu b'nei linin yusha, although a child which is born through a zena would be his son in regarding laws of Yerusha, because if he wanted to, he could give it to him as a matana, so therefore he's Yerush also. He's a Safik living in Yibam. Regarding Yibam, it's a Safik, if he's believed to say it's my child, then to part it from Yibam. Kishem Shazintzim Zeh, Kach Zintzim Achim, because we say maybe just like she was Mizana with this man, so she was Mizana with another man. So therefore, it's no proof that it's his child. There's no way to us to know for certain this is his child. And he has no chazak. Rather, it's always a suffix. Maybe it's not his child, and she has to fall before Yibam. And we are machmed both ways. So she receives chalitza, however she cannot be miyavim, because maybe it is his son, and then he's usher to the yavim. The Magid Mishnah says that this halacha is only dealing if it was a case where he was mezana with an eishes ish, because by an eishes ish we say that most of the time that she had intercourse would be with her husband. So although he tainis, it's his, the man who was mezana, and the woman tainis, it's his son, we say maybe it's really her real husband's son. However, if he was mizana with a pnuya, with a single girl, so then we say if there's no Kshad that she was mizan with other men, so we would say it's his son. And the Rambam, it said, the Rambam over here said the same halacha applies both by Pnuyah and Eishasish. But they want to say that the Rambam is speaking that we know that she was choshed, that she was mizan with other people. And that's why the Rambam said the wording, Kishem shezintzim zeh, kachem zintzim macha. Just like she was mizan with this person, she was mizan with somebody else. And the Rambam did not say maybe she was mizan with somebody else. Further in the halacha, a single witness is believed when he testifies to Yavama that her husband died, and she could and if there was no children, she is miyavim the brother. Or he's also believed if he testifies that the Yavam who has to marry her died, or that a son was born to her husband, which would make her permitted to a stranger. Afilo eved a shifcha, even a slave or a woman, a guy masilchufitume, a guy who's speaking according to the innocence of his mind. And like we explained previously, that if he's not that he's coming to say testimony, but he was just saying a story, he could testify that the Yavam died, just like he could testify by Eishasish that her husband died to make her permitted to remarry. As we explained the laws of Gershon. And the five women that we mentioned in the laws of Gershon that cannot testify one on the other that their husband died, they also cannot testify to her that the Yavam died. And the five women we enumerated before were the mother-in-law and the daughter of the mother-in-law and the co-wife and the Yevimta. And the reason over there was because Cheskes Sein Zu Azu, that the Chazaka, they dislike one another. The Mephoshim bring down that of one of the five that were mentioned before, Bas Baila, the daughter of her husband, you cannot mention over here, because the husband died without children. So therefore, in its place, you'd mention over here, Bas Yavama. And Vidin Eidus Zerah Kedin Esa Eidus, Lenin Eidim Shanachishim Zazab Misa Yavam Lachal Dover, the laws concerning, if, for example, if witnesses contest one another, some say that she died, the husband died, some say not. So just like the halachas were regarding if the husband died, so the halachas, the same halachas in all matters are regarding if they testify if the yavam died. Stay yavam shabam imdina sayam. If you have a case of two sister-in-laws, A and B, arriving from a country across the sea, zuhameh esmeis baili. This one says my husband died. Zuhameh esmeis baili, and this one says my husband died. Zuhasum ipnei baili shal zu, vizuhasum ipnei baili shal zu. This one is forbidden because of the husband of this one, and this one's forbidden because of the husband of that one. Shengi vimta nemenes lahayid lo shemei sivam kamesh. Because we just mentioned that one of the five women that cannot testify one to another is the wives of the other one. So therefore, in this case, if you have A and B arriving, and A saying that her husband died, and B saying her husband died, and so therefore A cannot remarry to a stranger because of her tie to B's husband, and B cannot marry a stranger because of her tie to A's husband. So therefore, both of them can't remarry. Ha'ilachas mehen eid shemeis bail. If one of the two women had a witness that her husband died, zeshe yesh la eid amedes bisur, this one who had a witness remains forbidden. Because the reason why she was forbidden is not because of her husband dying, and for that she needed testimony, because we think maybe B's husband is still alive. And on that there was no aid, and the other woman can't testify regarding her. The Zusha ain't aid, and the woman who doesn't have a witness is permitted to remarry. Why? Because the aid is testifying that the man who had to be Miyabim, who died. Being a man, the slave of Shemesh Bala, and her own husband, she's believed to say that her husband died. Hayaluzu banim luzu ain banim. If the two women, if A had children and B did not have children, so zushein lo banim asura. The B, the woman who did not have children, is forbidden to remarry. Zushein lo banim tes, and the one who had children is permitted to remarry. So now the Rambam saying of this is all a Mishnah in Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis in Yevamos. These two sister laws, according to most Mefarshim, refers to the first case. These two sister laws, who if they did not have children, none of them, and if they did not have witnesses, so both of them cannot remarry because the other sister law cannot testify on their behalf. Although they're believed to say the husband died, but being there is a brother-in-law would have to be miyabim, and one sister can't testify for another, so they both are zakuk liyibim. So what happened if these two sister-in-laws had a contracted levirate marriage through a different brother, not the husband of the other one's wife? And so then the Rambam says, harezem miyabim nishtein. Then that person could be miyabim both of the sister-in-laws. Why? Because it's not the same house. It's not two wives of the same husband. It's two different houses. And it says that he can, he's building two different houses over here. In the mission over there, in Yevamos, the Gemara says as follows, that what happened if they contacted levirate marriage and then the one who was miyabim died? So then there's a machlekes over there. The Tanakhama holds they're forbidden to remarry again, that because now they fall back again to the original status of the suffix if one could testify for another. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that once they were permitted to marry the Yavim, they're permitted to marry anybody else. And that's the next case. Halacha Yud. Meza Yom Sheyivim Meisam. If the brother was Miyabim, then died, and he did not have any children. And now it comes out that they're both Zakuk to Yibim, to the brother from Medina Siyam, to the husbands of the other one's wives. So then we say, they're forbidden to marry a Zer like they were in their original status, before they fell to this third brother for Yibim. But on that case, Rabbi Eliezer argued, and he said, they are permitted to, once they were Mutter, they're always Mutter. What happens if they were had Yibim, and not that the brother died, and then they fell to Yibim again, but rather they were divorced from the Yavim? Or the same halach would apply if the Yavim died leaving children, then they are permitted to marry a stranger.
Halacha Yud Alef, Afal Pisha Isha Namenes Lema Meis Baili V'Sinasa, although a woman is believed to say, by any case, that her husband died and she can remarry, Eitis Yavim, or if they did not have any children, she should be miyabim with the brother. However, regarding a yavama, a yavama is not believed to say that my yavam died, that now I could marry a stranger. Why? Hail the who is alav, shemiyi kalbeina, being that the latter case involves only a negative commandment, so it might be light in her eyes to lie. The same halacha applies that the yavam, the lover, is not believed when he says, my brother is dead for the purpose of marrying the deceased brother's wife. Shema ain't of nothing but because maybe he set an eye on her and he wanted her. Neither is a woman believed to say, my sister is dead so that she could enter her house. The same halacha applies that a man is not believed to say my wife is dead in order to marry the sister. Until you have two witnesses who will testify that the woman died and then the sister could enter the house. So minu eidachad ela mishum hatoris aguna kemesha biyani. Because the whole reason that we say by Eidus Isha that one woman is believed, although usually you need two women, is in order to make it easier for Aguna that she shouldn't have to sit a long time to remarry. The Ram says, as we explained earlier in the 13th chapter of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Chavtas. Therefore, Lafika Halacha Yud Beis, Isha Shehocha Hiu Bailu V'Yavam L'Medina Siyam. If you have a case of a woman who went together with her husband, and her husband's brother to another country. Bavam, and she comes and says, Meis Bailey, my husband died. Vachakach Meis Yavami, and afterwards my Yavam died. Eisha Amr, or she says in the reverse order, Meis Yavami, Vachakach Meis Bailey. The first the Yavam died, and then my husband died. Harezu Ein Numenis. We say she is not believed to marry a stranger, and she's in the chazaka that she's zakuk liyibum. Avlam halchi hiu by levad. Whether if she went with her husband alone, the Medina Siyam. And over here, we didn't know of her having a, of him having a brother to be miyabim. So she was becheskes hetter that if the husband would die, she could marry any stranger. Above him, and she comes and says, "Nitan li yavim be Medina Siyam umeis." That there was a Yavim that was born in Medina's, like my mother-in-law had a child in Medina's Yam over there, and so my husband's brother, and but then he died. Whether she says the Yavim died before my husband, or my husband died before the Yavim, she's believed shapesha also who a pesha hit it. Because the general rule that we have that the mouth that made her forbidden is the mouth that made her permitted. Because without her saying anything, we would have took on that she's permitted anyways. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hisha Shalcha Hi Yubayla Ubena L'mdina Siyom Ubo V'ama Meis Pari V'achakach Meis Benit Namenis. A woman who went together with a husband and child overseas and comes and says, my husband died and then my son died. She's believed to marry a stranger, because when she left, she was in the chazaka that she'll be permitted to marry a stranger if her husband will die, because she has a child. Now the Rambam says, what happens if she says, that my child died first and then my husband died, so then she, according to her word, she should be zakuk liyabim, but when we know that she had a chazaka, that she's not zakuk liyabim, so we say, Ein nemenes asyam, we don't believe it to be miyabim. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe she's saying her child died first, in order she wanted to marry the husband's brother. But from the other point, we're apprehensive to her words to be machmer that we do not let her marry a stranger because she says she's zakuk liyabim. So therefore, she has to receive chlitza and perform chlitza and not yibim. And then after chlitza, she'll be permitted to a stranger. Halach yidal, halcha hiu bayl levat. If her and her husband alone went l'mdina siyam, and she has a yavim and she's zakuk liyibim. Above him, and she comes and says, "Nitanli ben b'mdina siyam umeis v'achakach meis bayli, namenis u'misya bemis." If she says she had a child overseas, and then my husband died, and so then she's believed, and she that I had a child in b'mdina siyam and he died, and then my husband died, so she's believed, and she falls before the brother for yibim. Why? Because when she went, she didn't have any children, and we knew she had her husband had a brother, so she was a cheskes that she'd have to fall before yibim if her husband died without a child. So she's the one who says that she had a child, but she says the child died before my husband died, so she's again zakuk liyibim. What happens if she says meis by levachakach meis aben shenitni, my husband died and then the child that was born to me died afterwards? And so therefore, according to her words, she shouldn't be zakuk liyibim anymore. Ein namanis lifta atzma min yibim in achlitza. She's not believed to exempt herself from the yibim and chlitza because there was a chazaka that she was zakuk liyibim. Cheshishin ledavar. However, we're apprehensive to her words that, and we don't let her get married to the Yavim because she made herself a chaticha sisser on the Yavim because she said that the child that I had a child, the child died after my husband. Halacha tesov b'medvam amurim. When does this halacha apply that she performs chlitza on the basis of her words? Kishahaisa psul lekuna mitchila. That before she married her husband, she was already possible to marry a kayin, that she couldn't marry a she was ineligible to marry a kayin anyways. Again, an example, she said, "Grusha, chalala, that she was a divorcee or a profaned woman, Aisha Amma b'mayra hayinu kishameis, or else if she says we were in a cave when he died. That in this last case, when she says we were in a cave, when she says my husband and son died, so therefore you could never have a witness who would later on come and testify which one died first, that should support her words. However, Avlamena Davakain, if the case was not that, Eina Chiletus, so she does not receive Chalitza, because then the Chalitza would passel her for Mkuna. And why are we afraid? Because Shema Tachetz, maybe she'll perform Chalitza, the Yavar, Edom, and later on witnesses would come, the Yidush Adavu Kamei Shama, V'abal Mez Tchila, they'll testify that it's like she said, that there was a husband and a son, and they both died, but the husband died first, and therefore she's Potter from Chalitza, and therefore she's Mutter Tekein. V'nimtza Chalitza Zu, Eina Klum V'tinasa L'Kain. So therefore it would come out that this Chalitza was worth nothing, and she could marry a Cain. But however, somebody who's on the side, who observed her perform the Chalitza ceremony and then marry a Cain, would wonder, he'll think that a Chalitza is permitted to a Cain. And he doesn't know that witnesses came and testified that the husband died first, so therefore the chlitz was nothing. Therefore, lafikach leitachlitz leitisyabim, she should not perform chlitz and she should not have yivim, but rather she remains in the status of being tied zakuk to the yabim at the time of departure until witnesses come and testify. Which in this case, the whole idea is that she shouldn't be aguna. In this case, she'd end up being aguna, could be very long. Halacha tazayin. Chene isha shalach bailu tziras l'medina siyam. Same halacha applies to a woman whose husband and co-wife went to another country. Boshnaim v'amalan, two witnesses come and tell her. Meis ba'alecha, your husband died. Hareza le'tachat su'lay tisyam le'elim. She cannot perform chlitza and she cannot have yibum forever. Achivadim yolda tzerasa ele yolda. Until she knows if her co-wife gave birth from her husband or not. Because if her co-wife gave birth from her husband, then it would pat her from yibum. V'lam le tachlitz acha tisha chadoshim misha sabal v'sim muteres tzal kolpanim. So the Rambam is asking now, why don't we say that after 9 months she should perform chlitza, and then she'll be permitted to stranger whichever way you would look at the case. Now the Rambam explains himself why she'd be mutter both. Shim yelled it to us because if a co-wife gave birth after 9 months her pregnancy are niftezah, so then she became exempt from yivim. Ve'im le'yolda, and if she did not give birth are nechlitza, she had received chlitza. Within 9 months, there's no question why she doesn't perform chlitza, because maybe even if the co-wife was pregnant, it could be the child would not be a vad shel kayama, so it wouldn't exempt it from chlitza. But the whole question the Rambam is saying is after 9 months. So he answers, gzeira, we're afraid, shemi yivoda acha chlitza sheyoda tzeras a vad shel kayama, that maybe after chlitza we'll find out that her co-wife gave birth to a child which was a viable living child, nimtze zayis sheina chlitza. So it come out that she performed chlitza, but she's not a cholitz, because she didn't have to perform it. It's not the kain acha sheina chlitza. The same chshash of in the previous halacha, she'll get married to kain after the chlitza, because the chlitza, being we didn't need it, so it didn't make her possible from kuna. The yema rei, and one who sees it from the side, shalayyada beidim shabo, who did not know witnesses came and testified that her co-wife had a child, shachlutza mutesa kain, they'll think that a chalutza is permitted to kain, yoyit shagoya sinisus lakun alpi bezin, and the person who saw it happening will testify that he saw that bezin marries off a chalutza to kain, lafika chamhais asur lakain mitchilasa. Therefore we say as follows, if she was forbidden to marry a kain anyways from a previous psul that she was a gusha chalala, so then after 9 months she should receive chlitza, she should perform chlitza and marry a stranger. However, the co-wife who was with the husband when he died in Medina, So her halach is like all other yavamas, that she has to wait 90 days to see if she's expecting or not. And she performs chlitza, or she's miyavim with her brother. And she doesn't have to be afraid that maybe her co-wife in the overseas had a child. Why? Because the husband was with her, not with the other wife was alone. So if there would even be a child, it wouldn't be the husband's. But over here, when she's together with him, so she has to wait 90 days. Halacha Yudzayin. Isha Shameis Baila. If you have a case of a woman whose husband died, and she has a mother-in-law across the sea, she doesn't have to be apprehensive that maybe her mother-in-law had another child, a son, and therefore she'd have to fall before Yibam to him. Because the Chacham did not make such a gzeira, we keep on her chazaka that she was mutar lezar, and she still remains mutar lezar. She can marry anyone she wants. But who adin, the same halacha applies. The isha shameis baila, woman whose husband died, v'hayilei ben b'mdina acheres, and he had a child, the son, in a different country, harezi mutar lezar, she's permitted to marry any stranger, v'ein cheshashin shameis ben, and we don't have to be apprehensive that maybe the son died and then she should be zakuk liyibum. We keep her on her chazaka, her previous chazaka, that she was permitted to marry any stranger. Halacha Yudches. Yatzas chamosa muberes. If when her mother-in-law, when she departed to across the sea, to a different country, she left pregnant, harezu cheshashas v'leite nasa lezar, she has to be apprehensive that her mother-in-law gave birth to another son and she cannot marry a stranger. Until she finds out exactly what was the result of her mother-in-law's pregnancy. To find out if there was a yavam born before her husband died to be miyavim her. Because if the yavam would be born afterwards, then even if it was a boy, it would be no problem, because the only time the yavam, if the kiyeshu achim yachtim. Last halach in this perke, isha shalach bailu b'nei l'medina sayam. If you have a case of a woman whose husband and son went to Medina sayam, ubao v'amulam, they came and told him, meis balach v'achakach meis banech. And first your husband died, and then your child died, Venises, and then she remarried on that Edus, because she isn't Zakwi Yavim. Then we find out that it was just the opposite, that her son died first and then her husband died, and she's Zakwi Yavim. Tetsuv Avlad Kosher, she had remarried in the interim, so she has to leave her second husband, and the child is Kosher. Why? Because by a marriage of a yavama to a stranger, it's only Issa Lav. And the only time you could have a mams is from a chayve Issa Karis. Amulav, they told her, meis banech v'achakach meis b'aylech v'nisyabma. What happens if reversely? They said that your son died first and then your husband died. And she was miyabim on that edus. And then v'achakach nedishayit v'amchilav. And then we find out that it was just the opposite. So then it comes out that she was a Issa Yavama to the brother. She has to leave the Yavam, her husband's brother, and the son that was born by the brother, whether before the report or after, is considered a Mamza, because this is a chayve krisa, so a child that's born from that is a mamza.